That was Buachalán Éireanna from Phil Coulter's new CD called Heartland. Now, I'm joined in studio this morning by Reverend Susan Green from Tullow in County Carlow. Good morning, Susan. Thank you very much for joining me in studio. Now, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Reverend Susan Green. I'm married to Andrew Orr, who's rector in Tullow. We have three lovely children. They're 15, 13 and 10. We've lived in Tullow for almost 3 years. Before that, we were in Dublin. Before that, we lived in Cassacoma. Before that, we lived in the north. So we've moved around quite a bit doing ministry.
Okay, and how long have you been in ministry?
Oh, we were both ordained together.
Okay.
We met in Theological College and we were ordained together at 17 years ago.
Okay.
Quite a while ago now.
Yes. Now, a lot of people will immediately think of the Vicar of Dibley when they hear about, you know, female reverend. Do you ever get asked about that, or do you ever get asked if your ministry is like that?
Well, it's not really like that. At times it's a little like that. But it's not really like that.
Yeah.
I did get asked that when it was on a lot on the TV, but it's not on so much now.
Okay.
But, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in a way, it wasn't a bad thing because she was portrayed as being very human,
very strong.
Yeah. Mm. You know, so I don't see it as a bad thing.
Yeah. And is it very challenging to be church for you at the moment?
Is it challenging to be church? That's an interesting question. Not yes and no. Yes. Yes, in that life is challenging and life is hard for a lot of people. And people do talk to clergy. They do come up and chat away and they tell you all sorts of hardships and things that they're going through. And that's always challenging because finding out what's at the heart of people's lives is you know, their challenges are challenging. Yes, it is challenging, but it's good too.
Yeah, and I mean, how do you deal with all of that material that I suppose is given to you as a reverend or as somebody who listens? I mean, have you a way of kind of processing and, you know, making sure that you're not carrying around all of this extra burden?
Well, previous to this job, I worked as a hospital chaplain, and in that role, we were very much seen as part of the hospital team, and we would have been kind of taught about dealing with stress and dealing with challenges and sort of sorting it all out with your team colleagues there and then going home. So I learnt a lot from that. And I don't bring it home with me. I go home and I'm mommy
Mom.
And I just do the, the home stuff.
And you do school chaplaincy as well as part of what you do. I'd say that's very enjoyable to do.
I love it, actually. I really enjoy it. I originally trained as a teacher and then went into ministry. So actually working in ministry in a school is ideal.
Mm.
And it really suits me. It also suits family life. You know, the hours and the weekends, and it's great.
And do you mind me asking what age your children are?
My kids are, Rachel is 15 and the next one is 13. The youngest is 10, almost 11.
Okay, and that's very important. That almost 11 bit is
absolutely
very, very important now.
Very important.
We're listening this morning. Now, just as well you said that, or there might have been trouble. Now, I might be in trouble for asking this, and I don't want people to think that I'm asking you this just because you're a woman, because if your husband was sitting here as well, I'd be asking him the same thing. How do you balance it all? I mean, you know, how do you balance your family life with full-time minister? It's something that I'm always curious about.
Well, I'm not full-time.
You're not full-time. Okay.
I work part-time.
Yeah. And was that a choice that you took because of family?
It was. Well, the way ministry is structured, really, in the Church of Ireland, almost all clergy are parish-based clergy. And because we're a smaller church than the majority Roman Catholic Church, the parishes generally only have one priest in them. So, you know, our choice was to live apart or to live together. And we've chosen to live together, so we're not both in parish ministry. And that's how we've reconciled that.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine Sundays are very busy though. Weekends are generally busy.
They're They are, but they're very structured in a way. Mm-hmm. Sundays are easier because you know what's going to happen.
Okay, I know what you mean, yeah. And so, about Tullow, where you're based, I mean, what size of a, are you talking about, or approximately?
Well, it's just it's not just, it's yeah. a fabulous place.
Yeah,
it's
I know, it is lovely.
A country town.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's Andrew's parish, it's not really my parish. Mm. He has four churches, he has Tullow, Shillelagh, and there's two country ones as well.
Okay.
So he's busy, you know,
yeah.
there's services in each of them every Sunday because he's on his own. You know, the ministry is augmented by lay people.
Yes.
So he's in two parishes each Sunday
and
switches around.
And what do you enjoy most about the work that you do?
I love chatting to people. I really enjoy that. And I'm just so fortunate that that's part of my ministry. I loved it when I was a hospital chaplain, that I could go and sit beside someone's bed and listen to them, really, because I think people are so interesting. I just love hearing what they talk about. I think the details of their lives are fascinating.
And of course, you're dealing with, when you're a hospital chaplain as well, you're dealing with people at sometimes at a particular stage of their life where maybe they want to let go of more material.
Absolutely.
So that must be fascinating.
And sometimes when people are in hospital, they say things to someone they don't know.
Yeah.
You know, a trusted individual in a particular role that you're not necessarily going to see again.
Yes.
They sometimes a very good person.
Get it off their
absolutely.
Chest. Yeah. And when you were in hospital chaplaincy, was that in somewhere local or was it in...
It was in Tala Hospital.
Oh, in Tala. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was there for 10 years.
Yeah.
When we were living in Dublin before we moved to Tullow. Well, I worked there for a bit after we moved.
Mm.
And then I moved to working in the school, which is great. And I love it too. Different because there is some teaching involved and I'm back in the classroom, which I love as well.
So. And what do you do in the classroom, is
I
it?
I teach general RA.
Okay. And are you, is it primary or post-primary?
It's post-primary.
Okay, so I imagine you get some interesting questions that come up in those
really
classes.
Interesting questions. I love it. You know, I always say that I'm prepared to answer any question, you know. If I don't know, I'd say I don't know. But I do want them to engage, you know. I really want to answer the questions. So there's all sorts of questions like, where did the world come from? What about creation? How do we get to heaven? What about this? Can you prove that God exists? All sorts of questions. The ones that everybody wonders about, really.
And do you find that working in a parish and working in a school, does that help with your own faith? Does that help to kind of strengthen your own faith and your beliefs? Is it good for you?
It does. I think it really keeps you grounded. It keeps me grounded to realise that life can be difficult for people and that, you know, you can't go off in some highfalutin faith thing all the time. You have to deal with the everyday as well. So I think it's important for that. It keeps me in touch. And young people are great. You know, they really cut through the flannel.
Yes.
You know, there's no pretending, you know.
Oh no. And they can spot somebody who's doing a bit of role play or pretending to be something. Yeah, it's do you ever get to bounce your sermons off each other, and your husband?
We do all the time, actually.
Yeah.
We do. We always, that's not to say we sit and discuss holy stuff all the time, because
I know.
We don't. We're just the same as anybody else. But we do. We would talk through our sermons, and we do tend to agree quite a lot on a lot of things.
Mm. Which is good, I would imagine.
Well, it is good, yeah.
There's
just some things we disagree on, but mostly we have the same view on religion.
And in terms of your children, and I mean, I don't want to get too personal on your children, but do they ever, I mean, they've grown up with both of you being involved. Do they ever think anything of the fact that their mom is reverend and their dad as well, or is it just so second nature to them?
I think it's so second nature. They just assume that that's the way it is, you know?
And would you encourage them if they kind of showed signs that they might be interested in following in your footsteps or your husband's footsteps?
Well, none of them are
so far.
That. I wouldn't discourage them.
Yeah.
I think I would say, well, there are lots of other things, you know. Don't just do what you've seen, you know. Keep your options open. And I'm like any parent, you know. Keep your options open, explore lots of avenues and try lots of things.
And I think the youth kind of organisations that you have in the Church of Ireland, I think that particularly lends itself to getting the kids involved and engaging with them at all sorts of levels. I was really impressed. I spoke to Greg, who works in Three Rock in Dublin and Glendalough, and I was just really, really impressed with the type of things that they do. So
there is fabulous youth stuff, but there's also very good community organisations why kids would be involved in as well.
And
they love them.
Yeah, and if you were to start off again, do you think you'd follow the same path that you've taken?
Oh, I haven't been asked that before, but you know, the answer is definitely yes. Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
And you enjoy it, and
I do enjoy it. I mean, sometimes I get terribly frustrated with the church and with everything, but mostly I really enjoy it.
I think we're all with you a little bit on that. We all kind of get frustrated, I think, at times about what we do. Now, before you go, I have to let the listeners know, we played Winter Song earlier, and Susan and I met actually in the Westin Hotel in November for the first time, when Susan arrived to be one of the singers on the Twitter Christmas single. So she was part of that beautiful harmony and choir that you heard this morning. So is singing a big part of parish life for you?
Well, singing is important. We sing hymns in church, and everybody sings. That probably is one of the main differences between the Church of Ireland and the Roman Catholic Church in actual practice.
Yeah.
You know, that there's a lot of congregational singing.
And actually, that's funny that you should say that, because what the Catholic Church is trying to do now is, with this new Mass, is to get the congregation to sing all the parts of the Mass rather than an opening hymn. See it as a flow, something that flows. But
I think singing is really important because when people sing something, you really mean it. It comes from the heart. You know, it's very meaningful, very personal.
I've enjoyed our chat immensely, and I think we'll have to get you in again. Maybe you'll come in and do some reflections for us for maybe after Easter or for Advent or that. It's been a real, real pleasure to talk to you. That was Reverend Susan Green from Tullow in County Carlow. Thank you very much. Now it's time for some more music, and this is a gorgeous piece called Labyrinth from Liam Lawton.